Welcome to Health Freedom Radio, live and local. From the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN, 830 AM. Now, here are your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
Good morning. I'm Julie Boris, and this is Health Freedom Radio. Health Freedom Radio is a new show airing weekly on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WCRN Radio Central. And we'll be talking about all things health freedom, uncensored. And I want to thank today's sponsors, Health Rights MA and My Salon Suites in Westboro and Leominster. And just like my friends at Health Rights Mass and My Salon Suites, I believe all people have the fundamental, inalienable right to make their own health decisions for themselves and their families, free from coercive tactics and bribery and mandates, and that no one should ever be forced into any medical procedure against their will before they can live, work, or go to school in the great state of Massachusetts, or New Hampshire, or Rhode Island, if you're listening, or anywhere else. So my co-host, Lisa Mayer, again, could not be here today, but it is once again, she has a really good excuse. Her election for Republican State Committeewoman was so close that there is a recount and she's needed to be there today. So we'll be following that story. Let's see. So today I'm in the studio with Ted. Hi, Ted.
Good morning.
And Naomi Halpern, who I will introduce a little bit later in the show. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning.
Some people know her as my sister. And if you call in today, Ted will be answering. And we really hope to take some calls at the end of the hour. And that number to call in is 508-871-7000. Before we get underway, a quick disclaimer. I am not representing any organization. The views expressed on the show today are my own, and the views of my guests are also their own. And we are not medical doctors or attorneys, so we're not offering any medical or legal advice. So since last week's show was a tough one, we heard three firsthand stories from people who lost a young, healthy, vibrant person that they love very much, very suddenly, with no explanation from the medical establishment, no answers from autopsies, often no autopsies, and no conversation about the one obvious thing that they all had in common, the elephant in the room. They all very recently had an experimental liability-free COVID-19 injection. So today we're going to have a more upbeat show, and today's show theme is Breaking the Matrix. And we're going to be hearing from several people today who are in their own way standing up and pushing back against the narrative that we're being told and are expected to believe without question, when we can see with our own eyes and know with our own brain that it makes no sense. It's like we're living an opposite world. It's like we're watching all the underlying themes of every dystopian novel you've ever read or movie you have ever seen all happening in slow motion. So we want to showcase some of the different ways people are fighting back to protect our rights and freedoms, and also helping people step out of that matrix-like world that has evolved over the past 40 years, because that awareness is a really important first step. Some people, like me, and I think my sister here, Naomi, call it the Great Awakening. And as someone born like pre-personal technology devices, I will never forget the first time I saw an MTV music video. My friend was one of the first people I knew to get cable TV. It was a big deal. I was maybe 15. And since that time, I have watched our world change with the advent of celebrities and reality television and influencers and a phone in every pocket. And our whole world feels very much like a bad reality TV show. I think we can all agree on that. And we can't seem to change the channel. And this is The Matrix. And just like the film, you will have to choose either the red pill and learn the truth, which will be hard, or you can take the blue pill and stay in the matrix and be none the wiser. But before we hear from our first guest, one of the things I really have been wanting to do is play some of the amazing new protest music of our day, of this current situation that you will never hear on the mainstream radio. And so I'm going to kick off the show and get us a little pumped and motivated today. I'm honored to be able to play this song by Nitty Gritty featuring Jimmy Levy called Matrix. And I love it when artists combine two completely different music styles. And this song does that really well because it's Nitty Gritty is electric dance music. And then you have this soulful gospel sound of Jimmy Levy, who has just this amazing voice. So, Ted, if you could play the full song of Nitty Gritty featuring Jimmy Levy.
Feeling right, something's always holding us down. I'm so afraid. I question things. So wake up, you know this ain't over. You got one night open. We'll find a way out. We're back.
That was Nitty Gritty and Jimmy Levy, and that song is called Matrix. So can I just say go buy it? Go buy it wherever you can. Support artists that are willing to be brave. And so I want to start with some news headlines from June of 2020. Oxford Gym racks up $8,000 in fines as owner refuses to shut down. Water and power cut off and locks changed at Oxford Gym that defied Massachusetts shutdown. And hundreds rally for Oxford gym owner who fights to keep business open under coronavirus. So Dave Blondin is on the line with me. And Dave, you are still standing after everything that you've been through. And I would love, Dave's business is Prime Fitness in Oxford. And Dave, if you could just tell people real quick, what happened to you and when the lockdowns happened, and what did you do to just say no?
Basically, what happened was back in May of 2020, they came after me to shut my gym down, and I refused to do so. I had clients and members that were suffering some severe alcoholism and you know, it's their therapy that they needed to stay open. So I fought for all of them, no matter what they threw at me. They threw fines at me. They locked my doors. They cut my water. Anything they could possibly do, they threw at me, and I just refused and said no. The only reason that they actually got through to me is I don't own the building outright. So, you know, they attacked my landlord instead, and he was the one that ended up letting the doors be locked. But to this day, we are still in court. We've been fighting ever since. What a lot of people don't know is we actually lost a recent court case where they ordered us to pay $15,000 to pay the town's attorney fees. Now, the funny thing with that is it's going to cost the town more than $15,000 to actually fight that appeal. So people need to understand that this has nothing to do with COVID or anything like that. This is fully on control. Now, if I were to go ahead and pay that fine, the narrative is now set. Now they, what's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The narrative is now, I'm sorry, if you go ahead and pay that fine.
Hey, go ahead and pay that fine. The narrative now is now set, you know, so now they can do this. They can shut down any business whenever they want now. So our fight is to continue to keep going and justice is finally served, you know, not just for myself, but for every business owner around Massachusetts.
Yeah, if you could stay on with us for a second, Dave, we're up against a break, and we're going to come back after the break. I want to find out how your business is doing now. So we'll be back with more Health Freedom Talk Uncensored after the break. Next up, we'll be hearing from Dan Zeitz of Health Rights Mass and also Jane Cornyn, who is stepping up to run for office. Stay with us for more live and local radio from the center of New England, the center of the dial.
Now, Health Freedom Radio continues, live and local, from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN 830 AM. Once again, here's your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
You're listening to Health Freedom Radio on WCRN Radio Central, 830 on the AM dial or at WCRNradio.com. If you want to keep us talking about Health Freedom Uncensored on the airwaves, where we can reach outside the censorship bubble, we're going to need sponsors. And we have some great way to get the word out about your business to the Massachusetts freedom-loving community. Just email hello at healthfreedomradio.org and ask about our sponsorship opportunities. You can also wear our merch and become a walking billboard. It's a great way to meet people. We're going to talk about that later with Naomi. But we wanted to bring back just real quick Dave Blondin so we could find out more about what's happened to his business since he did decide to stand up and say no to the powers that be that are overreaching into our lives when it comes to public health. Dave, so what's happened to your business since then?
So since then, business has pretty much doubled, if not more. The thing is that people will need to understand is, you know, if you do this with your business, there's plenty of other people, you know, you can call them the silent majority that, you know, will stand behind you. They might not have a business to do to stand up themselves, but they will absolutely come and support you. And what that also creates is a community. The more community that creates, that's where people want to be. And, you know, once they leave that community, they're going to bring that energy to other places, and that starts to spread throughout. So I encourage anybody to say no, because it might be scary at times, but it will be beneficial.
That's great to hear. Naomi was just talking the very first time we all had kind of a health freedom meeting where people kind of came together in a space was in your gym. And then Naomi and Leslie and I actually all came and signed up and started working out there. So
yeah,
and I know a lot of other people did too because you stood up. So when you stand up, people will support you. Dave, thanks so much for calling in and for being a hero. And I know you're going to get back to work. So we're going to get on to our next caller, who is Dan. Dan Seitz, are you here with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Julie.
Hey. So, Dan, we're going to talk about breaking the matrix, and you're here speaking on behalf of Health Rights MA today. If you can just, you can tell us a little bit about your background and what Health Rights Mass is doing to, you know, push back against the narrative and break the matrix.
Sure. Well, first of all, Julie, I just want to compliment you on a terrific show, and Health Rights MA is so happy to be a sponsor of it. And first, just to say a little bit of my background, I've been involved with what variously called alternative, holistic, integrative, natural medicine for the last 30 plus years, involved in the education, regulation, and accreditation accreditation of various forms of alternative medicine. So let me tell you a little bit about Health Rights MA, and our website, by the way, is healthrightsma.org. We were founded as a nonprofit corporation in 2021, and that was in about a year and a half into the 2 weeks to flatten the curve phase of the pandemic. We were founded as what's called a 501c4 organization, which means our mission is to advocate for various forms of legislation. So we're not a tax-deductible nonprofit, but we do receive donations, and that's really what allows us to do our work. So our mission, to be more specific, is to ensure that the fundamental human right to bodily autonomy, including the right to exercise informed consent and the right to privacy of personal medical freedom, is legally protected in Massachusetts in regard to all medical procedures. And just a shorthand way of saying that is no one should be forced to get medical procedures against their will. End of story. So we are founded by a group of concerned citizens, all volunteers. And talking about the theme of breaking the matrix, we had all researched information on COVID, and we had discovered a number of things. We realized that the government and corporate media narrative on the COVID pandemic were largely incorrect. The shots were not safe and effective as promised. They did not stop transmission. They had serious side effects. Masks were not effective and, in fact, were harmful, both physically and psychologically. Shutting down businesses, schools, and so on would cause more harm than good. We did not need to fear people who were asymptomatic. The PCR test was inaccurate. So a number of things. There are many more aspects of the narrative that we felt were incorrect, and we think that the science and statistics back us up on this. So coming back to Health Right MA, you might say we have three primary things that we focus on: passing what we call good legislation, fighting what we call bad legislation, and educating the legislature, our state reps and senators, public health officials in the state, and the public in general on COVID-related issues, and more generally, the importance of preserving health freedom. And I could spend an hour on talking about the various things that we've done, but let me just give you a brief summary, if that's okay.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the important things is none of this is on the mainstream media. So it becomes up to us, the citizens, to break the matrix.
Yes. And one of the disturbing things, Julie, that you're pointing to is that there really was a blanket of silence, censorship, a failure to cover relevant information, and people who are speaking out, offering different points of view. And many of these people were among the most highly credentialed doctors and scientists you would find anywhere, including academics from prestigious institutions, Stanford, Harvard, and also doctors with years of clinical experience.
Those are real experts. They're non-industry-funded experts versus the industry-funded experts that we're supposed to believe, right?
Right. And the key, I think, for anyone who is wanting to learn about this is understanding that there are tremendous conflicts of interest in the world of medicine, mm-hmm. whether it's profits related to producing drugs or so on. And so that you have to work hard to find information from people who are trying their best to give objective information and information that's not biased by virtue of conflicts of interest.
Dan, so, where can people go to find out more information about Health Rights Mass, and what action should they take?
Once again, our website is www.healthrightma.org, and that's an excellent place to find out about the bills that we have been advocating for and the events that we have sponsored. And in fact, you can click on a link to get to one of our key events. It was a COVID-19 vaccine expert panel briefing to the Massachusetts legislature and public health officials. We had about 8 or 10 experts on who, with various different perspectives on the COVID pandemic, based again on clinical experience, scientific research, and so forth. So that would be an excellent way to learn more in depth about some of the issues around COVID. And we also produced a booklet called The Faces of Vaccine Injury in Massachusetts.
Right, Dan. And we're about to hear from someone that worked on that project.
Oh, excellent.
So she's next up. So, Dan, just so I can stay on schedule and have all of my heroes today, I want to thank you for coming on behalf of Health Rights MA. and that's healthrightsma.org, and subscribe to the email list. So, Dan, thank you so much for calling in again today. You're always a wealth of knowledge.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, and be well.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. So next up, we have Jane. And I met Jane because of the project that Dan just talked about, which was the Faces of Vaccine Injury. Jane Cornyn, she's a mom of three and a business owner, and we were working on a publication for the Faces of Vaccine Injury. And a friend of mine said, hey, I know someone that, you know, produces a publication. And I was like, oh, really? And so that's how I met Jane. And I cannot be more excited that Jane has stepped up to run as a candidate for state representative for the 6th Plymouth District. So good morning, Jane. Thanks for having us on. We have 2 minutes, so I want to make sure you're going to stay on after the break, but let's just start the conversation.
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for all that you've done. I really appreciate all of it. I was thrilled to meet you guys at the same time. I am running as a state rep for the 6th Plymouth District, which is Duxbury, Pembroke, part of Marshfield, part of Hanson and Halifax. And for the most part, I was spurred on and really felt the need to declare my candidacy because of what we've been going through over the past couple of years.
Yep.
To safeguard the civil liberties of the resident. And one of the pillars of my campaign is solving problems. And I think that a lot of the issues that we went through where people decided they knew best and were not open to conversations and true discussions on how to solve problems. I felt as though they missed the point that responsible adults protect our children instead
right.
of use our children. It was stunning to watch the government force their way with authority without
yep.
without
so,
a
Jane,
massive amount of information.
Jane, we're up against a hard break. No, that's fine. Stay with us. After the break, we'll be back with Mike Bush and Charles Froman, and we're going to learn about how they're fighting back. So stay tuned for more live and local radio from the Center of New England, the Center of the Dial, Center of Information.
You're listening to Health Freedom Radio, live and local, on the Center of New England, the Center of the Dial, and the Center of Information, Radio Central WCRN 830 AM. Once again, here are your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
Okay, hi, we're back. You're listening to Health Freedom Radio on WCRN Radio Central, 830 on the AM dial, or at WCRNradio.com. So before the break, we were talking to Jane Cornyn. She was inspired to step up and run. And that's really what we need. I was so excited when you decided to step up and run, Jane, because, you're exactly the kind of person we need because you're running for the right reasons. You're running, really, to save our republic in a way. So you're a small business owner and a mom of three. You said that had a lot to do with why you decided to run.
Yeah, absolutely. Along with being a mom and pushing for the schools to open, I think that was such an issue. The businesses that were lost, 126 restaurants in our area were closed for good. And I know what it takes to build a small business and how much sacrifice and heart and money goes into it. And I'm committed to making this state a place where businesses thrive, where we support small businesses, and where we know our children can go to school and can afford to build their lives and raise their families. And a lot of money in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a lot of mismanagement and mistakes made. And
I agree.
Bigger conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The censorship was also a problem where people weren't allowed to discuss and to, explore different possibilities than what government mandated.
Right, right. So that's what we're doing here on Health Freedom Uncensored. Jane, thank you so much for calling in. Can you tell people where they can go to find out about your campaign?
Absolutely. It's janecornyn.com. C-O-U-R-N-A-N. janecornyn.com. And I'm on Facebook and I'm having a kickoff event April 4th. We'd love for all the freedom loving people to come by and show support.
It's so important to support candidates that support health freedom if we're ever going to get out of this mess we're in. Thank you for calling in, Jane.
Thank you. Next up,
we have another guest who is pushing back against the matrix. And just really quick before I introduce him, I want to get in that the John Bowden event that we had in Shrewsbury on March 10th is now posted on the healthrightsma.org website. And I'm going to tell you where to find it. It's you go under resources and then get informed. And it's the very first video. Grab that link, share it with your friends, let them know what's going on. So next up, we have Mike Bush. Mike is from Massachusetts. And if I had a nickel for every time someone told me I had to connect with Mike Bush, you have to, have you talked to Mike Bush? Have you connected with Mike Bush? So obviously I reached out to him and here he is today. So Mike pushed back in a lot of different ways than other people did when it came to the pandemic. Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for coming on. If you could just tell people a little bit about what you did to push back to break the matrix.
Hi, Julie. I'm glad to join you today. Sure, I'll be glad to share some of what I've been up to. I take it, though, I nearly laughed when you were sharing that anecdote just now. Apparently, I owe you a lot of nickels for connecting with me. But, yeah, so, you know, as everybody knows, back in, you know, the first half of 2020, the Massachusetts governor implemented a face mask mandate in response to COVID-19, as well as a lot of other mandates. What people may not know is in around early 2021, our town in Massachusetts, its public library imposed a mask mandate of its own. And they didn't even claim to have the legal authority to impose such a mandate, nor do they have such authority. And unlike the governor's mask mandate, our public library made no accommodation for people with disabilities. It was just in flagrant violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, as well as Massachusetts state law that prohibits such discrimination. Also, to our surprise, you know, in late 2021, when the governor ended his declared emergency regarding COVID-19 and, you know, rescinded his mask mandate and so forth, around that time, our town's Board of Health imposed a mask mandate of its own. And it did, fortunately, accommodate people with disabilities, but it required that infants and children of all ages be masked. Even children down to the age of 1 week or 1 month old, they had to be masked to be in any building in the town open to the public.
If you could see the look on our face, heads exploding.
Yeah, as was mine, and as was some of my fellow residents in town, we just could not believe the recklessness of some of these mandates that our town entities were imposing. And the Massachusetts laws that the Board of Health identified for their supposed authority did not make any mention of face masks or anything along those lines. It was outrageous.
Mike, what did you do?
I and a bunch of residents had enough. We sued the town and the officials responsible for the mandates that were unlawful. And I also personally was subjected to such discrimination in a public school district in another town over its mask mandate that also violated civil rights laws. So I personally sued that school district. In those two suits, you know, we sued pro se, meaning without an attorney representing or advising us. It's much more doable than I think people might first think to sue government or other entities over unlawful or abusive mandate. To do that without an attorney is really more doable than people might first assume.
But it's certainly not easy. And nothing good is ever easy. Like, everything is, you know, that you want is hard. There's a book, Everything I Want to Do is Illegal.
Okay. Yes, I think I know of that one, yeah. Only because my favorite congressman recommended it, yeah.
Is there somewhere that people can reach out to find out more about what you're doing, or anywhere they can donate, or anything that you want to leave our listeners with?
What I would say is both Massachusetts and the federal courts on their websites have guidance for people who want to file or engage in such lawsuits pro se, meaning without an attorney. Pro se being spelled PRO SE. So people can look up that information on court's websites, and they can also find books on those topics to guide them through that process so they can uphold their civil rights if they wish to.
Awesome. And if you want to get in touch with Mike, you can reach out through hello@healthfreedomradio.org. Mike, thank you so much for calling in today and letting us know how you are breaking the matrix. And next up, we're going to hear from Charles Froman. Now, Charles is an NHF lobbyist, which is National Health Federation, and he's a libertarian and a yogi seeking the truth in a better world. I loved all that. But while National Health Federation is the oldest health freedom nonprofit in the country, that is not why Charles is here today. We will definitely want to have Charles back on for a longer conversation, but today we're talking about one of the ways where you can opt out of what most people call Obamacare insurance. I first met Charles on the phone because I had decided I no longer wanted to pay into a system I mostly abhorred. And don't get me wrong, I don't hate doctors or medicine or science, but after being burned enough times by the current mainstream medical approach, I just choose a non-pharmaceutical approach whenever possible. Sometimes I know it's not. I was paying a lot of money every month to one of the major insurance companies that I had zero interest in participating in that model, where you go to the doctor, they run the same basic tasks, and they prescribe you a pill, and they never get to the root cause. So a friend told me about this option, and I could not be happier with it. And I think it's a great way to break the matrix, especially if you're self-employed in Massachusetts. You really want to hear from this guest. So Charles Froman, hello, and thank you for coming on the show. And again, I think like everybody, if you could maybe stay on after the break for just a minute, that would be great.
Sure, Julie. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Thanks for inviting me on. Congratulations. Your show and the premise is so important and needed. I'm glad you're getting lots of callers and guests and good content. But Obamacare, yeah, it's a seventh of the economy. And Obama thought he was doing a good thing, increasing regulations on insurance. But unfortunately, the expense for mostly small business type people like your local realtors, people having to buy insurance on their own, the premium skyrocketed to the amount of a mortgage. And luckily, there was an exemption under Obamacare for religious sharing ministries, which a couple million people now belong to. And the dynamic is similar in analogy to a credit union. A lot of folks hold their money and get small loans, not at banks, but at credit unions. Now millions pay their cancer and heart disease hospital bills, not with Obamacare health insurance, but with medical cost sharing communities. And it's grown so well that we now have secular, non-religious sharing options that our brokerage offers. And we know they're great for another demand people have for more natural treatment.
Right.
If you are, what's that, Julie?
I just am agreeing. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, you know, the sharing community is major medical. So that's going to empower you to go seek alternative therapies for your cancer, even overseas. Like I know entrepreneurs in Tijuana, Gideon Krauts, for example, who runs the Gerson Center, they have great results with cancer. And that's on people's minds. Are they really going to want to go to an oncologist? Or are they going to want to see what actually works out there in the world? And for low-level expenses, the health savings account is your best source of money for first-dollar natural expenses, as long as you have a medical letter from the naturopath that it's legitimate.
So this is really always, giving people, especially people, and just stay on with us if you don't mind after the break for 1 minute. This is really giving people a way to opt out of the system. I did it, and I'm really happy with it. So we're going to be back after the break also with my sister, Naomi Halpern. And stay tuned with us for more live and local radio from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central.
Now, Health Freedom Radio continues, live and local, from the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information, Radio Central WCRN 830 AM. Once again, here's your hosts, Julie Boris and Lisa Mayer.
Good morning. You're listening to Health Freedom Radio on WCRN Radio Central, 830 on the AM dial or WCRNradio.com. Our website is healthfreedomradio.org. You can reach out to us at hello@healthfreedomradio.org. So on the line with us is Charles Froman. And Charles, we were talking about insurance and how to break out of Obamacare if you are self-employed. And then also, maybe if you're a small business owner, there might be options that you could offer to your... You're going to explain that because it's complicated, right?
Right. And even if you don't have any kind of even side self-employment income, you can get a religious sharing ministry in Massachusetts, but for our secular version, if the religious aspect makes you uncomfortable, you will have to get some form of side income at least to have a 1099 to qualify for the chassis we put together to empower you with sharing.
Who doesn't have a side gig today? I think everybody has a side gig today, or three.
Right, and it's not that hard. Right. And if you want our plan, you get to have a health savings account, which is the best retirement vehicle there is. It has three tax advantages, so do consider getting that gig income to get the sharing option because you'll save money. You'll get access to any doctor you want worldwide, which you don't get with insurance because Obamacare has network, which excludes the best doctors you would want for cancer. So Obamacare is a ripoff so many ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, employers can offer this as well. So encourage your CEO to contact me because whatever insurance you have at work, they still have networks, which means you don't have access to the best doctors.
So where can people go to get more information? How can they get in touch with you?
LinkedIn, Charles D. Frohman is the easiest, or my health website as long as join mpb.com/health-empowerment. That's a mouthful. So get to Julie. Julie can connect you with me.
Absolutely. I can definitely connect you. And we're going to be doing show notes. So as soon as we get those show notes up, you can check for the show notes. But we'll have Charles back on another time. Thank you so much for coming on. And we'll talk soon. And
hey, Julie.
So, thank you. So now in the studio guest is my my freedom sister, my actual sister and my best friend, Naomi Halpern. I'm going to cry. So my sister, at the same time as I, we were walking in the woods, we were talking to each other, we were going, what is going on in the world today? This is so crazy. And what were we going to do to stand up and protect our rights and freedoms and our way of life and for our children and our grandchildren? What were we going to do? Were we going to just roll over and just like let it happen? No. So I think our dad in heaven would be proud of us today because all of his daughters, we call ourselves the Freedom Sisters. Naomi's the Freedom Sister, and she runs a group called MAFA, which stands for Make Americans Free Again, and it's a really amazing way for people to connect in person, live, you know, and talk to each other, and I'll do a lot of things. You're trying to accomplish a lot of things. Lawsuits and parallel society and connecting like-minded people. So, Naomi, what inspired you to start your chapter? And if you could tell me just a little bit about Make Americans Free Again and what it is and how people can join.
First of all, thank you for having me, Julie, my freedom sister. So we started this non-political nonprofit about 3 years ago, thanks to our national founder, Pam Popper, who said, if our tyrannical government wants us to isolate, we need to do the opposite. We need to congregate. And since that time, MAFA communities, we also like to call them tribes, have exploded across the country to about over 200. And our focus is twofold. It's to connect in person. That was key. To connect in person, support each other, share resources in a freedom-minded community, and also to raise money for our strategic lawsuits that were designed to clarify vague laws and punish the perpetrators who are trying to take away our freedom.
So I know there's some specific lawsuits. When we had the vaccine passport, didn't this organization file a lawsuit?
Exactly. So Mayor Wu of Boston instituted a vaccine passport. So you couldn't walk into an establishment without showing your papers. And so that week she instituted it. We filed Make Americans Free Again, filed a lawsuit on that Friday. And at 2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock, suddenly we didn't need the vaccine passport anymore. So it was a miracle how that worked.
Yeah. But you didn't hear about it on the news, did you?
No.
You didn't hear about the lawsuit anywhere. And there's other lawsuits, right? Like strategic.
We have close to, I think, 100 lawsuits nationwide. But just in Massachusetts, we have about 30 lawsuits helping people whose religious exemptions were denied by their employers, which is, you know, goes against the First Amendment. We also have a really important and impactful lawsuit against EcoHealth Alliance and its associated criminals.
Like who?
Well, EcoHealth Alliance, and then Peter Daszak, Ian Lipkin, Ralph Barrick, NIH, NIAID.
I'm not hearing the F word.
Well, he is actually protected.
Oh.
Yeah.
So NIAID, he worked, we're talking about Anthony Fauci.
Yes,
he didn't know what the F word was.
He's kind of got immunity.
Shocking how that works.
Yeah. But we are working on a strategy to go to get around that.
Okay, so we're going after the criminals.
We are going after the criminals.
I want to talk about, because I know we're short on time, I really want to talk about the community aspect of MAFA, because I think that's what's so important. We met the first time. What, do you remember the date of our first meeting?
It was actually, I think, in March, 3 years ago, that we first started meeting.
Oh, so it's like our three-year anniversary.
It's our three-year anniversary.
A three-year MAFA-versary. And it was in my sister's house, and everybody was like, should we park our cars, you know, far away? And nobody wore masks, and nobody social distance, and we were all very happy, and we all lived to tell the tale without, you know, medical interventions by the government mandate. So what does MAFA do besides the strategic lawsuits? Because I think the in-person community weekly or bi-weekly, you do bi-weekly?
We do bi-weekly now. In the beginning, it was a lifeline for a lot of people who felt alone, felt disconnected, and felt like they were being persecuted in a lot of ways. And so it was really a sanity saver. People lost their jobs. People were being coerced into getting vaccinations. Small businesses were harmed. So we were really about creating community, supporting each other and sharing resources, helping people get new jobs, find religious institutions that they could affiliate with, healthcare alternatives, keeping the elderly out of the hospital and nursing home, so elder services.
Homeschool too, right?
Homeschool
connecting
too,
people,
yep,
with homeschool resources.
Yes, and there are some amazing homeschool resources. So we share all these things in the intention of supporting each other.
Right. So how can people, if they want to, so I think the message to people out there that think, oh, I thought I was the only one, you know, or everybody around me seems, you know, thinks I'm crazy, but it doesn't. But I see with my own eyes, and I see with my, and I can understand with my own brain, makes sense. So we do have a couple minutes. If anybody wants to call in, it's 508-871-7000. How are they breaking the matrix? We have 2 minutes, apparently. But Naomi, how do people join MAFA? How do they find the closest group? And how many groups are there in Massachusetts?
I think we have about 30 groups in Massachusetts. If you want to connect with a local group, well, first of all, I highly recommend everybody go to makeamericansfreeagain.com and register there. It costs nothing. And you can also listen to 5-minute brief intro from our founder, Dr. Pam Popper, a naturopathic doctor and nutritionist. She gives a great summary of what we're about. And you definitely want to register there. You can also, if you want to get connected with a local community, you can actually email me at freedomsister@yahoo.com, and I will make sure you get connected with a group in your area.
Okay, that's awesome. And then you also talk about, we have 1 minute left, we also talk about like parallel communities and people. So this kind of ties into the whole small business thing. Like, how did we even meet Ed and Amy Bolter, the people that own My Salon Suites? Like, if we want to like bring it full circle real quick before we have to go.
During the shutdown, we were a bunch of us stood on a street corner in downtown Shrewsbury holding signs that said, "Unite for Medical Freedom." And Ed Bolter pulled over and said, "Where have you been these last few years?" And the rest is history. And we've just been growing ever since. It's really exploded.
That's awesome, Naomi. Thank you for sharing. So that's our show for today. Be sure to tune in next week and every week for Health Freedom Talk Uncensored Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on WCRN Radio, Radio Central on the AM dial.
You've been listening to Health Freedom Radio on the center of New England, the center of the dial, and the center of information. Radio Central WCRN, 8:30 a.m. Stay with us for more live and local radio right here on Radio Central WCRN, AM 830.